This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back to another podcast episode of Change Your Mindset. As always, I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. What I'm seeing a lot now, more and more, which I think is very dangerous and very sad to see as it keeps getting pushed out, is online gambling. You start to see a lot of influencers, such as the Nelk Boys, Jake Paul, athletes, stars, even sports teams promoting gambling. We all know, hopefully, that gambling is very addicting and it can get a lot of people into trouble, can get them into debt, and get them into very bad scenarios. And obviously, most people who are adults, that's up to you. You're an adult, you can make your own decision. But this is speaking towards the kids. Kids are easily influenced by influencers to think this is good, this is fun, you can make money easily. But that's not reality. These gambling apps obviously give you promos to join. For example, FanDuel. If you bet $5 your first time, you get 150 in bonus bets, win or lose. DraftKings, if you bet $5 your first time, you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. To the gambling apps like these, they're giving you free money. Why? Because they know once you get started in gambling, they know it is addicting, that you'll come back and spend more and more money. And they're easily recuperate the money they are giving you because they know gambling is addictive. And most people cannot stop. Most people don't know when to stop. And for these influencers, athletes, superstars, sports teams to promote gambling, I think is morally sad because these people are promoting something that can literally ruin people's lives. And obviously they do not care because they have no idea who you are and what the nature of the content is. As long as they get a paycheck. That's the sad truth. Apparently people that are higher up have no morals. They do not care about you. They only care about money. Because your life does not matter. Money matters to them more than you. I personally would never promote something that is going to jeopardize a person's life, jeopardize a person's finances, because that is immorally wrong. And these gambling apps make a killing, make probably millions, billions of dollars. So they can easily give out this money to these influencers, to these stars, and just have them promote their product, promote the app, and have people give them their hard-earned money. And that's the system. Like I said, if you're an adult, it's on you. You make your decisions. If you want to gamble, that's on you. But the problem is kids. Kids, like I said, are easily influenced. And nowadays, more than ever, whatever they see, whether it's a celebrity, influencer, athlete, they believe them. They trust them and they support them. So if someone's supporting them gambling, that it's fun, it's okay to gamble, they will do it because they trust those people. Trust is hard to find nowadays in actual people that actually care about you. And I'm reading an article published by The Guardian showing exactly this statement. So the article was published by The Guardian and written by Henry Bellett on February 11th, 2024. The title is, Suddenly It's Cool. Children believe use of influencers in gambling ads make it seem fun. Children as young as 12 believe celebrities and influencers who are paid to promote gambling are making the practice seem safe, normal, attractive, and fun, according to a new study. The study funded by the Australian Research Council heard from children who believe the use of stars such as former basketball player Shaquille O'Neal in ads were making their peers more likely to consider gambling. The researchers from Deakin, Wollongong, and Curtin Universities said the comments from the children surveyed demonstrate the need for strict advertising restrictions to prevent next generation from gambling harm. The federal government has been considering the recommendations of a parliamentary inquiry into online gambling, led by the late Labour MP Betta Murphy, which called for a comprehensive ban on ads and criticized celebrity endorsements. Many of the 64 children from New South Wales and Victoria who were interviewed for the study, which was published in the journal Health Promotion International, said influencers on social media had young and impressionable audiences. Quote, "Well, if my idol, my favorite YouTuber, Instagrammer, TikToker is gambling, maybe I should give it a try," end quote, the 12-year-old boy said. A 13-year-old girl from NSW said influencers were making her peers more inclined to try gambling. Quote, "As soon as they see a famous YouTuber or TikToker on Instagram, they think that suddenly it's cool," end quote, the girl said. A 15-year-old boy said some ads gave the impression that gambling could lead to an improved lifestyle or appearance. Quote, "I think you can kind of get shown a bit of their lifestyle and think that if you can win like they are, then you can like have that lifestyle that they're living in the ads," end quote. A 6-year-old girl said that gambling ads were deceptive and misleading. Quote, "They're acting like they're just gambling, but they're getting paid. It's all set up for them. It's not at all like what real gambling is like. So it's kind of like tricking you into wanting to do it," end quote. Another 13-year-old girl from NSW criticized celebrities for partnering with gambling companies and described the practice as disheartening. Quote, "They're just thinking about the money that they're going to earn through doing the ad. They're not thinking about the young people that are watching it. So I don't really think that they should be participating in these ads," end quote. Professor Samantha Thomas, a Deakin University academic who was one of the study of the authors, said, "The federal government should take the concerns of children quoted in the report seriously." Quote, "It was disheartening to hear young people say they were skeptical about government action because of the gambling industry's political influence," end quote, Thomas said. Another Deakin academic, Hannah Pitt, said, "The study revealed how effective celebrity endorsements were among a younger audience." Quote, "They were concerned that young people would look up to these celebrities and make them believe that gambling was a normal thing to do," end quote, Pitt said. Quote, "They believe this content often only depicted the positives about gambling and weren't showing the true harms that people could experience," end quote. And that is the end of the article. First of all, this article is coming from Australia. So these kids from Australia, give them credit. They are very smart and intelligent that they're able to realize and see past the promotions from these athletes, influencers, and celebrities. Bravo to them. Such at young ages, that is great to see. Meanwhile, here in America, kids are debating whether they are a boy or if they are a girl. And kids are easily manipulated here and no longer think for themselves. And they think more with emotions than with logic. And you can see the two comparisons of Australian kids and American kids. How apparently nowadays American kids are more easily brainwashed because they are fed all this social media garbage. I haven't seen gambling like this promoted so hard, not even the last couple of years. This happened recently, and it's gained more and more. Everywhere you go, anywhere you see, it's always ads and people promoting these gambling apps and online gambling. Everywhere you watch something, or even nowadays where you go, you see a lot of gambling billboards. It's sad to see all this gambling being promoted so much, because people work hard for their money. it's not easy earning money nowadays. And people work very hard, giving their blood, sweat, and tears sometimes. And for people to just gamble it away and lose it, it's unfortunate. Because I always talk about using your money to make you more money. That is the job of money. But unfortunately, people are just going to gamble the hard-earned money away. And you should know the house always wins. It's stacked up against you to lose. You might win a little bit here and there, but overall, you're going to lose more than you win. It's not set up for you to win. It's set up for them to win. That's the name of the game. Whether you fall for it or not, that's your choice. If you want to gamble your hard-earned money, that's up to you. If you're an adult, that's up to you. But the kids are the ones that are easily influenced. And those are the ones that should be looked after and not taken advantage of. I know gambling is a huge business, and it's probably not going to go anywhere anytime soon, especially if they are paying off politicians. That's just unfortunately how it is. Gambling, especially online gambling, is going to be here for a long, long time. Just ask yourself this. Before you put money into gambling, are you doing this because you need money? Are you just doing this for fun? And what are you getting out of it? Are you okay losing this money? Or is this money you actually need? Ask yourself questions like that before anything. Because some people gamble because they want quick money or they need quick money. And those are the worst ways to put money into gambling. Because you're more than likely guaranteed to lose the money. Because at the end of the day, gambling is based off your emotions. If you know you're losing money, you're going to want to keep putting more and more money in because you want to either regain the money you lost or make more money that you came in with gambling. And the odds are stacked up against you. Always remember that. It's unfortunate that people do not have morals anymore, and they're willing to take money over someone else's suffering. Sad to see, but that's just the world we live in. That's the society nowadays. But it's up to you to make the right decisions that's going to benefit your life. Think about it. Is gambling going to hurt you or help you in your life? Majority of the time, the odds are it's not going to help you. It's going to put you in a worse scenario than you started off before. You might get lucky and make some good amount of money. But the odds are, in the long run, you will lose more money than you make. That's the nature of the beast. And real quick, I'm going to read you some statistics by Statista.com, published by Statista Research Department, January 30th, 2024. The global online gambling industry market size, 2022 through 2032. The size of the global online gambling and betting industry amounted to $63.53 billion in 2022. This has been forecast to rise to $184.28 billion by 2032. Representing an increase of 190% within a decade. For comparison, the market size of the global sports betting and lottery industry was valued at roughly $235 billion in 2022. Overall, the global sports betting industry constituted more than 200,000 employees and approximately 24,000 businesses in 2023. How popular is sports betting in the United States? In 2022, over 25 million individuals engaged in sports betting in the United States, highlighting the prevalence of the activity in the North American country. Moreover, this figure was forecast to increase by 47% by 2025. Overall, the total revenue from sports betting in the United States amounted to $7.56 billion in 2022. denoting an increase of nearly 75% over the previous year. Meanwhile, DraftKings was the most popular sports betting website in the US as of July 2023. And that is the end of the article. You know gambling is bad. What you decide to do, that's up to you. That's your decision if you are an adult and legally able to gamble. I'm not promoting it. I'm not advertising gambling in no way, shape, or form. Just giving you the information that I stated. And that's it. What you do is up to you. That's going to be it for this podcast episode. As always, I truly appreciate your valuable time for listening. Thank you, Patreon member Blade262, for being a Patreon member. And if you want to be a Patreon member, if you got questions, comments, or you have a topic you want me to go over, or if you want me to be your accountability coach where you can self-improve, you can do that by joining the link below to be a Patreon member. As always, please like, subscribe, comment, and share with other people. Sharing does help grow the podcast more than I can ever by myself. And I truly appreciate it. And I thank you. Thank you all again for listening. Take care of yourself. Be smart and make the right decisions. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.